The Waccamaw Valley Authority started a new holiday season fundraiser last year, the Waccamaw Valley of Lights, which turned out to be a huge success for the nonprofit conservation. The spectacle begins on the evening of December 1st and will be available to the public until January 7, 2023. Viewers are asked to donate $10 per passenger vehicle, expected to make up the majority of visitors. All funds raised go to support the upkeep and operations of the park's 500 acres of recreational and natural spaces. Over 10,000 people came to see the inaugural Winter Wonderland Christmas Light Show last December, which featured over 100,000 LED lights in a drive-through format. The $10 donation at the gate entitled families to drive around the lighted loop as many times as they wanted. The Waccamaw Valley Authority, WVA, is asking that limousines donate $50 for admission, and that limos and paratransit buses call to book with the WVA beforehand. Paratransit buses are asked to donate $5 per person. On wagon ride nights, scheduled for December 9 and 24, families are asked to give $20 each. Sponsors for the event are welcome and may contact WVA General Manager Donna McCary by at 306-692-2717 to learn more about partnerships and sponsorship opportunities. Additions this year include Henry the Moose, a 17-foot Christmas light moose that was unveiled and featured in the 2022 Grey Cup Festival in Rehina. A walkthrough night on December 11th will feature Queen Elsa, and a walkthrough on December 18th will feature Jolly Saint Nicholas the Christmas Elf himself. On December 15th, the Moose Jaw Community Choir will once again make an appearance to add Christmas carol serenades to the magical winter wonderland atmosphere of the Valley of Lights. The objective of the attraction, McCary Bai explained, is not only to create a Christmas event for the city of Moose Jaw, but to establish a steadily growing tourist attraction for the region. The WVA hopes that each year will see progressively more visitors from a progressively wider area of Saskatchewan, and possibly even from beyond the province's borders. "We would like to thank everyone who came out last year," said McCary Bai, "and we hope to see you again this year."